Hey everyone, it's me, Katie Jones. Welcome to this first episode of Whatever Happened To. I didn't want to do it in the high pitch, Whatever Happened To, like I did on the preview. I didn't want to be annoying. But welcome to episode one. I was happy to bring you the preview about a month ago. Doesn't matter. I'm sorry that it was delayed and pushed back and pushed back and pushed back, but I am here now. And I am ready to give you the deets on the first episode. All right, so just a little background. Whatever Happened To covers, you ever just been watching a TV series? Say it lasted 5 or 6 seasons. You had a fave on that series. They got killed off or the show was canceled. And you really built up this emotional attachment to that show or that character. And you never saw them again. You never saw them in another show. You never saw them later in do movies. They were never on the red carpet. They don't have a social media. And you're just left like, are they still acting? Whatever happened to that person? So that's what I'm covering. Actresses, other entertainers had their run and then they disappeared. Or at least you thought they did. So first up on the list is actress Michael Michelle. She goes by Michael Michelle Williams these days, last I checked. And beautiful actress from the 90s. Many of us remember her from New Jack City playing the girlfriend role of Wesley Snipes, who got the alcohol pulled all over her. Was it champagne? And he said, cancel that bitch. You know the famous line. When she was lashing out at him for shooting up the wedding in New Jack City. And yeah, so that was Michael Michelle, beautiful actress. New Jack City was a very big movie in its day. It came out around 91. And that was in the era of it being maybe the same 5 or 6 black actresses, you know, rotating and doing all the black urban films at the time. And there was a Jada Pinkett. There was Nia Long. There was Halle Berry. There was, who was the other one that we saw in everything? I want to say Regina King. But later on in the late 90s, it was more of the Sanaa Lathans and the Regina Kings. No, Regina Hall. I get them mixed up. But you guys get where I'm going with this. So a lot of us would have expected, with Michael Michelle being in New Jack City, which was a huge film at the time, Wesley Snipes was a huge star at the time, that we would have seen her in more movies following that. And that wasn't the case, but she kept steady work, and I'll get into that in just a moment. So let's back up about 2 to 3 years to 1988. Michael Michelle, who grew up in Indiana, decided to take on, you know, her love for acting after she graduated high school. And I believe around the age of 20 is when she decided to pick up and go to the East Coast. And I believe later on, she went west to LA. But she started auditioning she got herself a manager and an agent, started auditioning for this movie that was about to come out, Harlem Nights, starring Eddie Murphy, all the big comedians, all the iconic comedians in its time. As we know, the movie is probably one of my top 3 of all time. But she landed the role of, oh gosh, what was her name in the movie? Ultimately, it ended up being played by Jasmine Guy. And you guys remember Jasmine Guy and Eddie Murphy in the bed, and he shot her when she tried to kill him first, but he shot her in the head. Okay, that was supposed to be Michael Michelle. The reason she didn't end up filming the movie, ultimately, in its entirety, is because she went and reported Eddie Murphy because she felt like he was sexually harassing her and throwing his weight around on set. And ultimately, she feels like that's the reason that they fired her, because she wouldn't get in. He fired her because she wouldn't give in to his advances. He denied that that was the reason. He said that he never did anything on set to make her feel uncomfortable and that it just wasn't working out. He never said why it wasn't working out or that she was a bad actress. That part's kind of vague. I don't see any other statements from him saying anything else like in detail of why they fired her. But she was let go from the film, and she thought ultimately it was connected to her not, you know, giving up the draws, as they used to say back then. So she hired lawyers and was like, no, screw that. I'm not going to let him get away with this. I don't care how big of a star he is right now. And Eddie Murphy was a huge black comedian at the time that did a lot of numbers at the box office. So I don't think, you know, we're in a different time now, but back then you're looking at being blacklisted and probably thrown under the bus if you were suing someone of that magnitude. But she took her chances and she filed a lawsuit. And while it was in the negotiation phases and expected to carry on for a while, she had to go back and work at the Gap just to make ends meet. Meanwhile, she still wanted to audition. She kept auditioning for different things or whatever. And I believe like some small commercials came about, helped her pay bills, but she still maintained the job at the Gap. And then comes along another script, but it doesn't show what celebrity is attached to this script. She needs to read for this part as a girlfriend. So she goes in, reads for the part, gets the part, comes to find out the name of the movie that they're auditioning people for is Coming to America. She lands the part of Lisa McDowell. Can you guys believe it? So I know you're confused if you're like, wait, Coming to America came out before Harlem Nights. Okay, that's true, technically. But they filmed the movies, I believe, within the same year. But they put Coming to America out first and then Harlem Nights after that. So even though one was shot before the other, they didn't release the other one first, if that makes sense. Okay. So she gets the part of Lisa McDowell. And you know Lisa McDowell ends up being Eddie Murphy's wife later on in the film. If you watch Coming to America, she was Eric LaSalle's girlfriend because his family came from a rich background and her dad wanted, you know, thought he was the guy until he found out that Eddie Murphy was the prince. So anyways, that was supposed to be her part. But when she found out that Eddie Murphy was the star of the film, she pulled out of it and was like, no, I'm not doing it. Like, I'm in the middle of a lawsuit with this guy. Now, I'm just speculating that's the reason she pulled out. But it makes sense. Excuse me. Oh, my gosh. Y'all, I'm so embarrassed. I'm drinking a Big Red. And I'm chewing gum. And I'm talking fast. So I just had, like, a bunch of air in my throat. And it sounds like I burped, but I didn't. Sorry about that. But, okay, so she's in the middle of a big lawsuit and it's not making like headlines. We didn't have social media back then. There was just tabloids like the Inquirer and the Globe and the Star. You had to see these magazines standing in line at the grocery store. We didn't have like, oh, you're getting on the computer and you're about to find some tea on a blog like that. It just wasn't like that back then. Imagine if that scandal had taken place in these times, it would have been crazy. But it didn't. Okay, so she pulls out of the film, which makes sense. And it goes to Sherry Headley, the Lisa McDowell part. And then she just kind of laid low for the next couple years until she, you know, landed the part on the New Jack City movie as Wesley Snipes' girlfriend. And then shortly after that, she ended up doing, if you guys remember, New York Undercover. It was a big show on Fox in the mid-90s. She played on that for, I think, 2 seasons as a girlfriend on that. And I believe it was a really controversial kill-off. I do remember it being a big deal when she got killed off. It was, and I want to say she was pregnant when they killed her off. It was so, like, I just remember a lot of people talking about it. And I remember watching it because it was a really good show back then. So, yeah, she did like little small roles here and there throughout the rest of the 90s, short-lived soap opera. She did like Homicide: Life on the Streets, you know, guest starring roles here and there. Nothing too big or memorable where you can go, yeah, she did this or that. Now, I do remember sometimes around the late 90s that she did end up getting on the NAACP Image Award nomination. And I believe it was for her role on Law and Order or something like that. It was either Law and Order or Homicide: Life on the Street. And I think she did like a full season and got nominated. But that was really good. And so surprisingly, a little bit after that, I believe that had an effect on them hiring her for ER. You guys know how big ER was. Late 90s, early 2000s, you know. And ironically, Eric LaSalle, who was attached to the Coming to America film, was huge on ER at the time. So it was kind of like a reuniting of them because they never really got a chance to work together because she pulled out of Coming to America. So she did that for about three seasons. And she filmed Ali with Will Smith in 2001, playing the role of Veronica Ali, one of Muhammad Ali's wives. And that was a really good role for her. And then some other small things. Well, I'm not going to say small. That's unfair. But she kept steady work. And that's what I like about her. She started off with all this adversity, very, very young, going up against a mogul, okay? Someone as powerful as Eddie Murphy early on in her career, and she was that young, and then just to keep going after all those years and just kind of lay low and just do the work. I am very proud of who she is and what she's doing now, because the girl is still working right now. She did Star, which ended up getting canceled, but she did book that. I think the final season, she was a record exec on that. And when I saw her, I was like, oh my God, she's still beautiful. She's still working. Like, you know, I may not watch all the shows that she's been on, but the girl has steady work. If you pull her up on IMDb, she's kept steady jobs. She may have not done like film, a lot of film, but she's done a lot of television, which I think a lot of actors going into the 2000s realized that the real money was probably in these TV series. Like booking a series was like a steady income. And I remember watching an interview with Mekhi Phifer, and I can't remember what interview it was, but I do remember him mentioning, you know, a lot of people, you know, decide if they want to be an actor or actress, and they come to Hollywood and they're just like, oh, I want to get in this movie. I want to do this movie. And then they look down on the television part, you know, not knowing that, wait a minute, that's steady income. You're not, you know, it's more of a secure money on that side. And a lot of people, I think, going into the 2000s, after they saw all the money that these people that were on Friends were making, I think a lot of people started changing their minds about booking these TV series because the money was more steady and the film was more of a secondary thing. So kudos to her for, you know, just maintaining and, you know, her love for acting and just not letting anything stop her. And I love it. I love it. I see that she's also done work on Queen Sugar. And the final thing that it looks like, well, let me back up before I get to the most recent thing. Looks like she did become a mother of a son in 2004. So if we do the math, the son is actually 18 this year. So she's a mother of a young man. Also was named number 36, 50th sexiest stars of all time in 2005. She is a very beautiful woman, by the way. So I can see how she got that. So yeah, number of roles, like I said, not a lot of movie, a lot of television, which probably kept a lot of money in her pocket. As of 2019 and current, She has booked the show Dynasty, the remake of that. And she's playing the role, the iconic role, I must say, of Dominique Devereaux, who's originally played by none other than Diane Carroll, who I absolutely loved. Love, love, love. She's such a classy woman. So this is perfect for her. They chose the right person to play that role. I haven't gotten a chance to check out Dynasty. I don't watch a whole lot of TV, but I'm really, you know, happy to know that she's still consistently working. She never gave up on her dreams. And like I said, despite the early adversity, this girl is still bringing home a check. Okay. I love it. All right. So that concludes episode one of Whatever Happened To. I was happy to bring you just some tea, I guess you can call it, on Michael Michelle Williams and her journey. And next up, another star from New Jack City, Alan Payne. Whatever happened to him? He was fine as hell in Jason's Lyric. What is he doing now? Make sure you're here on the next episode. Thank you for joining me, and follow me on Author Kitty on Instagram so I can give you the latest updates on the next episode. Bye.